In 1910, Regents of the University of Texas hired famed New York architect Cass Gilbert to design the main library for the campus. When Gilbert arrived in Austin, there was no master plan for the fledgling university, only 8 buildings with disparate styles. By 1911, Gilbert's majestic new library sat completed near the center of the university's original 40-acre campus. It's a broad and stately 3-story building with a red tile roof. Gilbert described the style as modified Spanish Renaissance to reflect the Spanish influence in Texas. The library's massive exterior walls, constructed with cream-colored local limestone, rest on a narrow granite base. This creates the impression that the building sits on a pedestal. Arched windows soar above wrought iron balustrades, bordered by a decorated cornice and a terracotta frieze designed with plants and mythological heads. Inside, a marble staircase winds upward to a grand reading room that encompasses 2 floors. Light filters through the original teak blinds. Exposed wooden beams in the ceiling are painted with geometric designs of blue, red, and green, interspersed with a white lone star. Long reading tables alternate with lighted display cases. Carved wooden arches adorn the entrance and the west wall of the reading room. Cass Gilbert's design captured the civic aspirations of a young, growing Texas. His vision for Old Main Library influenced institutional architecture. The refined sophistication of neoclassical styles became fashionable for public buildings in Texas. In 1971, Old Main Library was renamed Battle Hall in honor of Dr. William J. Battle, an early professor of Greek and a former president of the university. Now it houses the library of the School of Architecture. It's the only building at the University of Texas listed on the National Register of Historic Places.